In Sukkah, Yud Ches Teves, Etav Shimim Aleph, December 23rd, 1980, on Tuesday, continued.
So then, and the Ahomis by themselves give enough tzilsum of the Hamso without the tzilsum of the Latish. The Latish by itself do not give tzilsum of the Hamso, give only Hamso of the tzilsum. And the Ahomis, the abundant Ahomis, the wheel of vengeance, are placed on top of the Latish. So mainly it means that the Ahomis are Mesach, are sacred Hamso. But if he puts the Ahomis beneath the Latish, so then, since the Latish hovers over the Ahomis, so maybe even though the Latish he gives Hamsam Lulu Mitzilsam, and the Ahomis give Tzilsam Lulu Hamsam, but in view of the fact that the Ahomis are on top of the Latish, so that portion of in view of the fact that the Latish are on top of the Ahomis, so that portion of the Ahomis that is beneath the Latish is Siman Reset. This is not Pesachim, because the Latish hovers above the Ahomis. This is the reason as to why the Avinu Peretz is Mechalik between putting the Ahomis on top of the Latish and putting the Latish on top of the Ahomis. Alright. So the Ramo says, V'chein miniach schacha kosher al schacha posu mikrei rabi kosher. Now let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Miu im hishnu anotu ubozeh mahane afilu imein asuke tzilsam ruba mechamso v'lo yoiwa. In other words, so the most poskim say that when the Rambam says miu in hishpil who are not in mimato v'yir bom nasrach she'en mikorin is failing, so it means, so it's kosher even according to Abiezri, even the srach by itself without the tzimu from the branches of the tree do not give tzimu from the Rambam Chams, but since there is bitul, so it's all right. Who says that? Bach v'kama achim. Bach v'kama achim, v'chalib meisha, v'arsholim, v'yesha, v'zmeya, u'deloi kibor nabor. So, u'deloi kibor nabor. Then the Mishnah Berurah points out, I mean, which is mifuresh, that in other words, this machlokes between the chalib meisha, and the bor nabor, that's in regard to the shita of the Ram and the Ezri and the Rabbon. They say, of course, according to Rashi, they say. So, that's the Gemara. When the Gemara asks, if he comes from the Ruba Mitzvus or my Abbe, or he starts from Bosma to Kosha, the Gemara has referenced the case where the Schach by itself without the Tzivu, he comes from the Ruba Mitzvus. So the Melech, so the Gemara is saying in so many words, Kish Chofton, that even though without Chofton it comes from the Ruba Mitzvus, so, but with Chofton it's effective, it's Kosha. So the Schach becomes validated at that point. That's according to Rashi. So it goes without saying. That Chofton is effective even in cases where the Schach by itself without the tzibuk of the branches is Chamsa Mitzvus. The question is, how about Abiezer and Rabbon? They say that without Chofton, then it's possible even though the Schach by itself gives Chamsa Mitzvus. But with Chofton? So, according to Abiezri, Chokhton is only effective where the Schach by itself gives Tzutzum Ur Mechamso, but if the Schach by itself does not give Tzutzum Ur Mechamso, then Chokhton is not effective, or Chokhton is effective even in the case where the Schach by itself is Chokhton Ur Mitzus. Even my limit Abiezri. So there is a machlekel between the Chemed Meish and the Mababot. The Chemed Meish says that in most Tachrim, they say that, and it's mashma from the Rambo that way, that even according to Rabbi Ezri and the Ram, who say that without Chokhton, so the Suki is possible, even though the Schach by itself is still some Rumah Hamso, without the Tzimur of the branches, but with Chokhton, it is effective, even though the Schach by itself is Hamso Rumah Mitzil, so without the Tzimur of the of the branches. This is what the Chemed Meish says. The Mogabon says no. According to the Shite of the Abiezri, so then, according to the Shite of the Abiezri, so Chokhton is effective only if the Schach has Tzimtzum Ur Mechamso without Tzimtzum of the branches. But where the Schach is Chamsom Ur Mechamso without the Tzimtzum of the branches, then even Chokhton is not effective. This is what Mogabon says. So the Mishneh Berurah points out that at that point there is a machlokes shita. In other words, the Magid Mishneh and the Kolbol, the Magid Mishneh and the Kolbol, the Magid Mishneh and the Kolbol. So they say in so many words, like the Bogavon, that even that according to the Shita of the Abies, according to the Shita of the Abies, that the Dimores Kasher, the Chicham Somurum, the Tzilzum Ayavot, and Stalus Hakos, and Schachosha, as the Dimores has referenced the case, where the Schach by itself, the Tzilzum Ayavot, the Chamso, so then, Chokhton is only effective for the Schach by itself, the Tzilzum Ayavot, the Chamso. But where the Schach by itself is not Tzilzum Ayavot, the Chamso, then Chokhton is not effective. Like the Mogavot, however, Rabbi Shimshay and the Rosh and the other Shemim, they say like the Chemikush. So, now, how does the Ramos say? How does the Ramos pass? So, there is a deal from the Ramos, Rosh. Because the Ramos says, Minu in Hishpil, who are not in Wimato, the Yerbom in Aschach, She in Omikorin, is telling Basuket Sheo. So the question is, why does it say Shein HaMikore? Why does it have to be Shein HaMikore? Now, but if it's Mikore, then the Sukkah is Psuah. Because if it's Mikore, if it's Shein HaMikore, then we have the regular Dinbi. The Dinbi of Kolatel Kore. That Isa is bottom heaven. So the identity of the Isa is bottom. The identity of the Isa is bottom. So the Ramah, when he says Shein HaMikorin, because the Ramah has reference to a case where without Chokhton, so the Schach by, that was the Schach by itself, without Chokhton, is Chamso Meruba Mitzvot. And when will it be Tzimtzum Meruba Mechamso? Only with the Tzimtzum of the branches of the tree. So in such a case, we have to resort to real people of Shein HaMikorin. So, in other words, so there is a deal in the Rosh of the Ramah, since the Ramah emphasizes the expression Shein HaMikorin, that the Ramah has reference to the case where the Schach by itself is Chamsom Ruba Mitzilso. So then it is necessary that it should be Shein HaMikorin. But if in the case where the Schach by itself is Chamsom Ruba Mitzilso, so then Yiruv is enough, even though it's Mikorin. Because the Ramah says, V'chein miniyach schach hakosha al schach haposu mikre yiru v'kosha. In other words, that is the case when he says that's Abel Peretz, the Mordechai shita. In other words, so that's in the case where the schach by itself gives tzimtzum ur mechamso. But the shita of Rabbi Ezri is that any piece of schach that is beneath schach posu, is Kimandalese, because if it is the Nitzchak also, so this piece of Schach doesn't hover over this. It's the Schach Posel that hovers over this piece of Schach and over this. So the Mele, so that's only kosher. Hiliyah Schach kosher or Schach Posel. So it's only Mikre Yuro be kosher if the Schach by itself is still some Ulam Chamsah. Masha'in came in the Schach by itself. Does not give tzilsam ruvim lechamso. Gives chamsam ruvim tzilso. So even according to the sheet of the Chabad Meishe, which is also the psak of the Ramo, that chokton is enough, chokton is effective, even if the schar by itself is chamsam ruvim tzilso. But then we have to resort to real people. When we have real people, if it's in Nikia, but if it's Nikia, so we don't have real people. But in the case where the schar by itself is tzilsam ruvim lechamso. So then the only problem is because that portion of Schach that is beneath the Schach Posel is not considered to be Seichel over the Sukkah. Because there is a Schach Posel that hovers over that too. So how can the piece of Schach Kosher that hovers above the Sukkah be considered to be Seichel when there is a piece of Schach Posel that hovers above that too? So the only reason as to why it's possible, after all, there is not a true, because it's still some of the Mechamsa. But the problem is with that portion of Schach that is beneath the Schach portion. So that is not considered to be Seichel. So we don't have to resort to a real individual, as long as we are Mi'ari. So then, if we are Mi'ari, if one is intertwined with the other, so then we cannot say that the branch hovers above the piece of Schach portion. They are intertwined. It's not that one is above the other. And the Rambam passes, even if it's not intertwined, but when the Schach Kosher is placed on top of the Schach Kosher, not the other way around. So then it is kosher. This is the Pesach of Rambam. All right. Now, turn to the child, yes.
But when I said that the Messiah would be, if it's placed,
when the Schach Kosher is placed on top of the Schach Kosher and the Schach Kosher by itself is Chamsom Ruba Mitzilson. And the Schach Kosher by itself is still some good of the Chamsa, then it's Kosher.
So even if not Namashim, even as long as the Schach Kosher, as long as the Sodom or whatever, is anywhere below the Schach Kosher, should be Kosher?
Yeah, that's right.
But it's the Tzmach that has to be placed right next to it.
This is the Kasher, this is the Asoge that the Chamed Meishe makes against Namashim. That's the Asoge that the Chamed Meishe makes against Namashim. Why does the Ramo say that if it's placed on top, the Schach Kosher is placed on top of the Schach Kosher, even if it's not placed on top of the Schach. But it should also be Kosher. It should also be Kosher.
Or in Marisha, if it's just underneath the Kosher, so just on top is also Kosher.
But anyway, that's the Pesach of the Ramo. The Pesach of the Ramo is, that if you have Schach Kosher and Schach Kosher, so first of all, it's like the Aviyah is going to pass, the Chum. So even though the Schach Kosher is still some Ruba Mechamsa by itself, and the Schach Kosher by itself is only Chamsom Ruba Mitzilso, so it's still possible. Unless it's Chofton. So there are two kinds of Chofton. One kind of Chofton is Bittul Mamash, but it's not Nikia. And if it is Nikia, there is another kind of Chofton. If you place the Schach Kosher on top of the Schach Kosher, so that's the Mordechai. Omer Rav Peretz, Hoye Mitzave Lehosin, Ho Arobo Alei. Now, the reason is why, the Ramo passes that way. The Chamed Meishe has the cash. But the Ramo is not difficult. Did he pass it like the Rabbi Peretz, the Mordechai? He says, Hoye Mitzave Lehosin Arobo Alei. He doesn't say, Hoye Mitzave Lehosin Arobo Lemailo Minalat. He says, there was contact. But contact you could have in two ways. Either by placing the arobe Vinivlatic, or placing the Rode above the Latic. It was counted. So this is what Abu Kaba said. In other words, the question is, why that here, if you put the Arabes on top of the letters? Just place the Arabes above the letters. They shouldn't be counted. So the answer is, if you place the Arabes above the letters, so then, since there is no context, so then the Latish by itself hovers, then we consider that the Latish is hovering above the Sukkah and the Arab. Let's say, this is the Latish, and this is the Arab, and there is space. So then, above the Sukkah, here the Sukkah. So then, if they are together, and the Arab is on top of the Latish, so then the Latish, so we say that the Latish is not Misachet. Only the top thing is the sacred, not the bottom thing. As long as they are together, like one piece. But if they are not together, if they are separated, so then we say the Latish hovers is sacred of the Sukkah, and the Arabe is sacred of the Sukkah. It's not difficult at all. And the Ramah just passed like the Mordechai. So in other words, now turning to their child, about putting on a net, which was a big mikshu here, and they mentioned Rabbi Meisher Feinstein's name, which is a terrible thing, that to mention Rabbi Meisher Feinstein's name in all kinds of psokim, even if someone doesn't understand the psak of Rabbi Meisher Feinstein. Some psokim by Rabbi Meisher Feinstein, so one has to know all the things, know the hand, in order to understand what Rabbi Meisher Feinstein had reference to. Not by calling up Rabbi Meisher Feinstein and hear what Rabbi Meisher Feinstein says, can one know what Rabbi Meisher Feinstein is reference to. But I didn't ask Rabbi Meisher Feinstein what they had reference to. If Rabbi Meisher Feinstein did pass through, that you can put down a net, so it's only in these situations. If the schach without the net is still some room in the chamso, and the net by itself will give chamso room in the tzilsum. That's only one condition. Secondly, that the net should be placed and that should be placed beneath the schach and should touch the schach, not that you should hang up the net removed from the schach. That then it won't be good, because there the net will be misachich, will hover over the sukkah, and the schach will hover over the sukkah. But in such a case, so it's not the ideal thing, but according to the psak of the Ramah, so it's all right. It's okay. Yes?
The halachas, unless I'm reading it, the halachas assumes that the ekonomi, touching is important, but the kind of notion means that, or whether the real parents means touching, but it doesn't matter, Lamai or Lamai, it just means to exclude above.
Yeah, but I mean, what Ramah says, the Ramah says that that's the way the timing of the Hanukkah against the Ramah. But the Ramah assumes that Rabbi Peretz, when he says, Hoyomitzadel Hosim Arova Alei, seems that was the time of the Hanukkah against the Ramah. But the Rosh of the Ramah is, Hoyomitzadel Hosim Arova Alei. He doesn't say, Hoyomitzadel Le'arei Besarova, that you should touch. Sheyarova Nigea. Hoyomitzadel Hosim Arova Alei. And that's not difficult, because you see, when if the Arab is on top of the Latish and they touch each other, so what hovers? What is here? Whatever the top thing. And the bottom thing is really bottle. I don't mean bitter in the sense of bitter below. Here, in the sense of being misachet, if you have, let's say, a some schach, sometimes you can make schach of different meaning, different types of evergreen, and all kinds of things. So the top thing, the top layer, is the thing that is inside. So if the Arab touches the Latish, and it's above the Latish, so that means that the Arab hovers. The Arab hovers over, and the Arab has enough to give to the Muhammad. So why do I care? That's the shita of the Mordechai. That there is the Latin beneath it. Who cares? We just disregard.
So then the kasha comes back, so then even if it's not touching.
Right. No. But if it doesn't touch, so then, if it doesn't touch, so then each thing fulfills its function separately. If it touches, So the truth of the combination of the agape and the lattice, but it doesn't touch. So there is no integration in their function of hovering. This hovers fulfills the function of hovering over the sukha by itself, and this hovers by itself. I mean, this is a double of a portion. So that's the pshat of the Ramban. So that's the pshat. All right. It's already 10 after 1. Okay, we'll leave it here. Listen.
Sukha, Shir, Chaf Teves, Etov Shin Mem Aleph, December 25th, 1980, on Thursday.
So things as mentioned the cash, from this note it appears that we emphasize the Maseres. And over there, I mean, the more sentence, Machlikis, whether we say Nation Reconnection Maseres or like. Now, Omar Al Nachman, by Yitzchak, the Sukh is Sukhask. So from that we learn now that Sukhita Hasukha is possible. Omar Al Yom, Gomim Shashim Shereis, Gomim Shashim Suez, Gomim Shetachin of Sheo, Vergil of Suo, Gomim Shetachin of Suo, Vergil of Sheo. So now there are four different situations in regard to one Sukhya and another Sukhya. There is one case where both the Sukhya is Sheo and the Sukhya Tachin is Sheo. There is another case where both are Suez. There is a third case where the Tachin is Sheo and the Lim is Suo. And there is a fourth case. There is a fourth case where we just have the way around, that the Tachteino is Psulo and the Yen is Shem. I mean, you couldn't have more possibilities. So you have all the four possibilities. Alright. So you know his explanation. Pomim Shishtein Shem is Echadon. He did Shetachteino Chamsom Meruba Mitzilso. Verdeino Tzilso Meruba Mechamsom. So when we say that both are cherries, the Leino and the Tachteino, meaning the Tachteino is Hamsa the Rubber Mitzilso. What does it mean Tachteino Hamsa the Rubber Mitzilso? If the Tachteino is managed into the Padre, in the Padre Suki, the lower level Suki, there is not more tail to Hamor, so how could it be Cheo? So it's not a Suka. It means Mitzad is Rach, that he put and the Tachteino, in other words, here there is a Sukha Tachteino, and here there is a Sukha Eliyahu. So, Tachteino, when the Gemara says this, Tachteino Chamsa Beruva Mitzvah, it means that this Chag by itself would not give Tzitzel Beruva Chamsa. But anyone who sits here beneath the Tachteino gets the benefit of the shade of the Eliyahu also. So, the Mele, Bimtzies, there is more shade than Chamo in the Baram Sukhya. But it's not exclusively as a result of the shade given by this Chag. It is a result of the shade given by this Chag and this Chag. Because the Tachteino, the one who sits in the Tachteino, has the benefit of getting the shade from the Lien also. So when the Gemara says, Tachteino comes to the Rubber Mitzil, so it means that the Schach of the Tachteino by itself will not get to the Rubber Mitzil. But anyone who sits beneath this Schach also gets the benefit of the Shei Giver emanating from the Rego. So the Leila brings yes, it is still Sabu Hamzah, so he can negate. So, he should have been a Hamzah, he can still the Rego, it's still Sabu Hamzah. So the Sakhir Rego by itself can give till Sabu Hamzah. The Sakhir Rego by itself cannot give. But the one who sits in Dachrino, you know, gets the Shei that is supplied by the Tzrach of the Rego. So we make the both of it. Alright. Tachrino comes to Gomit Tzitzel and Tzitzel comes. We can't be a Rego of Yisiches. Because if the Rego will not be Yisiches, so first of all, how could a Rego be it? So a Rego certainly couldn't be it. And then about Tachrino we discuss. One inch is in place, but then in another case, both apostles, Richard of them, Kitabaye Tzimtzon, Mehuba Mechamson. Both are Tzimtzon, Mehuba Mechamson. We kind of have been your reminders in that. We kind of remind them. So, why is it in place? If it's kind of being of my own estimate. It's kind of being of my own estimate. So, why are both slaves? Because the Dachdeno is also possible. The Dachdeno is possible because it's my own estimate. And the Dachdeno is possible because it's Sukutakasuka. It's Sukutakasuka. Pondim she Dachdeno kshero, Verdeno psulo. Sometimes, the Tachteno is Shehro, and the Nilim Psuro, Hechadome. He gave the Tachteno, that's the theory of Pasha Alokas. Hechadome, the Tachteno, Tzimtzum of the Rubo Mechams. The Yeino, Chams of the Rubo Mitzils. We kind of have Bayer, we say Hesri. The Yeino is possible because there is not even enough tzeir in the lake. It's Chamsom Rubo Mitzils. And the Dachdeno is Chebo because the Dachdeno's Rach gives Tzilson Rubo Mechamsom and it cannot be possible on the basis of Sukkot HaSukko. Because only when the Yeino has a Shem Sukko, then the bottom Sukke, the lower level Sukke, is a Sukkot HaSukko. But the view of the fact that the Yeino has Chamsom Rubo Mitzils, so Chamsom Rubo Mitzils, so does not have a Shem Sukko. There's not even a sukkah at all, because sukkah means when there is more shade than sunshine. So since the Yeino is Chamsom Rubo Mitzils, so the upper level sukkah does not have a sukkah. No shem sukkah at all. Not only it doesn't have a sukkah chair, it doesn't even have a sukkah sure, because by definition sukkah means that it's sukkah. What it means is that just because you put one piece of schach, that it doesn't mean sukkah. In other words, if there is no schach over the sukkah, that it gives you shape. Tzimtzum over chamsum. But in view of the fact that the Yeino is chamsum good mitzvah, so the Yeino does not have a shem sukkah. So the Melech Dachdeno is the only sukkah, it's not sukkah tach sukkah. So the Melech, the Dachdeno is shevo, the Yeino is sukkah. Upomi, she Yeino shevo, the Dachdeno is sukkah. Heche domen. He gave the Tabaye Tzimtzum Merubo Mechamsum. So both are Tzimtzum Merubo Mechamsum. We can't be a Yeino, we say Chesri. So the Meire, since it's kind of a Yeino, we say Chesri, so the Yeino has a Shem Sukkah. And the Yeino is Chero, but the Tachdeno is not Chero, even though the Tachdeno is also Tzimtzum Merubo Mechamsum, but it's Sukkah Tachasukkah. I mean, it seems to be very fortunate. Now let's see all the Kashi. Kashi is married. Okay, that's it. Stay in chair at ease. At the bottom, that's what it is. Stay in chair as if I don't. Kim Shalachti, we have some room in the field, so we have some room in the ham, so we can't really get in on the sickness. Stay in chair as if I don't. We can't really get in on the ham, so we can't really get in on the ham, so we can't really get in Echadome, Kigain, Shetachteno, Tzimtzum, Merubo Mechamsum. Velino, so, Tachteno, Sheiro, Velino, Psuo, כי שכתחתי נוציאו צודרו בו מחמס, ולגיד מחמס אמרו מציאו צוד. צודר הגיד לא דוזנתם בשם סוכי. צודר תחתי נו איזנת, איסוק את החסוק. וכאי נת הבאי בשיחו, אלים את שאירו לתחתי נפסו. צו, אלים את שאירו, תחתו איזה בוא פירי. אלים את שאירו לתחתי נפסו, איך דומה, כדי תהבאי מציאו צודרו בו מחמס. וכאי נו אלים את שאירו, so die war ist da schon schitte na schitte so why does the wise menschen the case of a lean of shit about the dachten of so what case when dabei sitzt und wir haben kann so wie kann er denn ein bisschen rest so that's the portion that's the ordinary example of so the hasuka what's the ordinary example of Sukkot, Tara Sukkot, when the upper Sukkot, the upper level Sukkot, has a Shem Sukkot, it's also a Ruben Chamso, and the lower level is also a Ruben Chamso, but it's still possible, because it has an upper level Sukkot, so the lower has two Sukkot. So that's it on the project. Why do we have to mention? So the Gemara says, the reason is why it mentioned it, is the only chidesh is in the case of tachtei no kshei ro v'elyei no psuro. So what case does that represent? Tachtei no kshei ro v'elyei no psuro, but tachtei no yitzius on yugam v'chamsu. V'elyei no yichamsu v'elyei no yitzius. Elyei yichamsu v'elyei no yitzius. V'ikai et avayu v'sichas rin. So the chidesh is that tachtei no kshei ro. Why should it be kshei ro? That also should be the v'chamsu. I mean, it's still some of the Hamza. So the Dachrino is an Atzma, is a good Sukhi. And the Leno is an Atzma, does not even have a Shem Sukhi. Because it doesn't have Schachit, it is Hamza, but it's also. So there should also be a double portion. But still, I could say that it should be possible. We don't know. It's a Maurite, Nitzah. Do you know what it's not possible, but it's not possible? Come on. Now let's see the Rashi. It's Mandom and Baita, but it's not possible, but it's not possible. Die wir das sehen, was sie nun mehr getan haben. Und nahe war sie zu vorne. Und für uns stehen die Schere in sich genommen. Die gehen sie nach dem noch am Sonne rum. Die Schar die Dor, so stehen die Schere in sich. Am Sonne rum und mit Zilzo, nach dem ist am Sonne rum und mit Zilzo, weil jeder Zilzo rum und am Sonne. Und ich bin am Sonne rum und mit Zilzo. Das Schar bei itself does not give you noch zählen. But in view of the fact that they don't sit in the Dachmino, get the shade supplied by the name yourself. So certainly it is been CS till some more Hamza. But Hamza Lum with Dachtino Hamza with Silsa means this half of the Dachtino by itself does not give Silsa Hamza. But the Dachtino has the benefit of both Sochas, the lower level Sach and the other level Sach. So, this Hamza, you only describe the day, Kiman. וישחר איתו כמעט נרסו, ותאבי למשחש ומשחחל, והוא דיכם ילדים לו בשיחו לארץ. דעה ואזרח כושר הדרך שתחתם, שתי מצורי שיחה דומה, תאבי מציר סוברו ומחמסה, וכאן ילדים למעלה מעשר. סודרים לא יספוסו בקוס עצמם מעשר, תאבים יספוסו בקוס את השני שחורץ. לגגו וכאן ילדים לו למעלה מחום, וכאן שתחתים ושתחתים סוברים. תחתינו, לא כשאין כל הלילים, הפסולה איך הדומה, כי מי שתחתי מציאות סוף רובה בחמצו. ולילו, חמצו כולו מציאות סוף. וכאן את הבעיה, נסיחס, סוף ולילו, זה לא בקוס איתו, זה צריך להשחק. ותחתינו, זה כשאין לו, בקוס את סנאצ' ותחסית. תחתינו, זה צריך לרובה. נסחק של הלילו, לא אבסחק. ובמי פסולה תחתינו, מי פסולה תחסית. ולילו, פסולו, מי שתחמצו כולו מציאות סוף. וכן מכאן את הבעיה בשיחת לארץ. והיא יגיע נורמל מסרי, התחתן לא פסור. היא תחתן פסור. In other words, so then, מי שמצטר את סך פוסט, ביחד את כושר. In other words, even though it says, היי חדומה, תחתן שיר ולין פסור, היי חדומה, כי שתחתן לא פסור, סוף נרובה מחמסו. ותרגיל מחמסו נרובה מציאוסו. So why does he say, in the time of the Tabayah, he says, So why does Rashi say, when kind of Abaye is a chesed and ores, the Yidu and Mayo Vesin, at the thing of Tzuo, we should be disparate, talking about the Boshia, but it's the thing of Tzuo, the Lord of Chamso, the answer is, when the Gemara says, the thing of Tzuo, the Lord of Chamso, it means, because the thing of the benefit of the lower level Tzach, and the upper level Tzach, it is not by both. So on account of the combination of the lower level Tzach, and the upper level Tzach, so it's still the Lord of Chamso. But if you have the upper level Tzach is a mile of Esri, so then it cannot take advantage of the shades of light by the upper level Tzach, because that is the mile of hope. So he says, we should be sorry, it's a possible question. We should be sorry about the Esri Tzuo. Adam, the boy of the Seiko, if he's sorry, we will watch and we hate him, so we will come to Chamso. The tips of Zachary, we should be sorry about the Seiko. In other words, but if it is the Seiko, so as long as the other level Schach by itself does not give Tzitzel to the Chamso, even though the lower level Schach by itself does not give Tzitzel to the Chamso either, but those who sit in the bottom Sukkah, the lower level Sukkah, they get the benefit of the shade supplied by the lower level Schach and the shade supplied by the other level Schach. So the melee is kosher, because the lower level Sukkah has the Schach of the upper level Sukkah. Sukkah too, and Sukkah Tara Sukkah it isn't, because the upper level Schach by itself does not give Tzitzel to the Chamso. So the upper level Sukkah does not have Hashem Sukkah. We'll buy Tzitzel to the Chamso, if it's Tachteino, we should Sukkah Tara Sukkah. Hey, you can go with Tachteino Tzuo, we should be Sukkah. Tara Sukkah. The kind of thing, we say, oh, now, so when, how do we visualize the case of the being of Sheikh of Tachteino Tzuo, when both is still so the Ubo the Chamso. So the Melee, the name is Sheiro. The name is Chaim Zeches. The Chaim Melee, you know. If we talk to the Tzuan, we should talk to the Chaim Melee, you know. We say, Chok, the Gabi Shal Atenu. You can't talk to the Tzuan, so the Melee, you know. Pshite. The Chichat, the Naya Chamso, the Ubo, Lapsuke, the Chasuke, ומאי השמינו בגיוני. זה כבר עשה, סחתינו שאירו ואיינו צועו, איס לחלו. כי דיקאים אל יאינו וזכו. מה הוא לתאים ניקסה? ומצאו תחתינו. מישהו מציבים דיקאים אל יאינו ומאי לא. ולמוס את הדם דיון מלך שתחתינו. מישהו מציר צוע עם כושר. So, the Chiddush is, in the case of Tachtei Yuxeyi, but in the Tzulo, where Tachtei Yuxeyi is still some woman in Chamso, where Yei no Chamso in the Ubo Mitzil, so then I could say that the Tachtei Yuxeyi is kosher. Why? At all, it's still some woman in Chamso. Because we say, Mao we take the Nitzah with Yuxeyi Tachtei Yuxeyi. Mishim Tzim Nim Dikai Mer Yei no Vimaya. Do we more see a bite in the Mechas Tachtei Yuxeyi, Mishim Tzim 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 So that you underestimate the report of the Tachteino. In other words, in this case, where the Tachteino is still some Merubo Mechamso by virtue of the Tuzchotz. So Tachteino is Cheo. Why is Cheo? Because the Tachteino can take advantage of the shade supplied by the Schachalino. But we could say with Rabbanan it should be possible. Because if we allow him to sit in the Tachteino, in the case where the Tachteino, the Schach Tachteino by itself does not give enough shade, but only together with the Schach Alieno gives enough shade. Yeah, but, so even though the Schach Alieno is Techo, but some people who are not so sharp to understand why it's kosher, so they'll think that if it's kosher in this case, whether Yeno is Techo, it should be kosher, even in the case where the Yeno is a Lionel. And in the case where the Yeno is a Lionel, the Tachteino should be kosher, because there, with an account of the fact that the Schach Tachteino by itself does not supply enough shape. It's only together with the Schach Yeno. So, but if the Schach Yeno is a Lionel, so then it's Misari, Schach Kosher, but Schach Kosher. So we'll be marketing in that case. So maybe because of that, we should pass it. Even in the case where the Yeno is remarkable, because sometimes we don't distinguish, we'll be marketing in this case, where the Yeno is remarkable, a little bit remarkable. So in another Sukkah, where it's a little bit remarkable, we'll also be marketing. And in such a case, it should be possible in view of the fact that the dictator has killed some of the council as a result of the shades of life by both forces. So, Mari Tele, we told him, Mari Tele, we should see the time of the Eagle and Iowa. Do you want to get out of the Eagle and Iowa? We should see the two in Kosher. We hold the Eagle and Hamza the Hummer. So, but the man the lesson, do you want to get out of the Eagle and Iowa? Come out of the Eagle and so, you can finish up in Mari Tele, and then it's all of Tamo, Tamo Yehei bin Sukhe bin Sukhe, Utei Tachtei bin Sukhe. In other words, we have two separate Sukhe. One Sukhe is Mitzvah of Tzach Kosh and Tzach Kosh. That's one Sukhe. That has nothing to do with Sukhe Tachas. And then there is another Sukhe that we learn out from the Sukhas, that is Sukhe Tachas, Sukhe is Kosh. If the apple of the Sukhe has a Tzach, has a Shem Sukhe. So then the law of the Sukhe is possible because of Sukhe Tarasu. Now, as far as the Psul of Mitzvah of Tzach Kosher, about the Tzach Kosher is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether the Tzach Kosher and the Tzach Kosher are managed, placed together, mixed up together, one on top of the other, one beneath the other, or one above the other, and or one beneath the other. Let's say, suppose this is Tzach Kosher. And this is Chachmas. And only through the Tzil, there is still some woman Chachmas. So then it is possible whether they are together, mixed up, or one is placed on the other, or one is placed on the other that way, or one is above the other, or like this, one above the other. In either way, it is possible because of Mitzarev Chachmas, Bahadis Chachmas. But in the case where the lower level Tzach has still some woman comes, but it has another Sukhe above it, then it's also another Tzach above it, and it has to be possible. And the score of Sukhe Tachas Sukhe, so when can it be called Sukhe Tachas Sukhe if there is substantial space between the lower level Tzach and the upper level Tzach? But if the two schoches merge together, then we cannot say Sukhe Tachas Sukhe. Sukhe Tachas Sukhe can be if it's like this. So here is Sukhe, and then we have here. But if the two schoches are together, you couldn't say you have two sukhes. So the question is, how much of a distance must there be between the schach of the lower level Sukhe and the schach of the upper level Sukhe in order that the Sukhe Tachteinu should be called Sukhe Tachas Sukhe. So, if the two schoches are managed together, if not managed together, then it's certainly not Sukhe Tachas Sukhe. But suppose the two schoches have a distance of one tefach, maybe then it's already a Sukhe Tachas Sukhe. Or we could say no, because only, if you know that one tefach is not enough, or we could say only when there's a distance of four tefach. And we could say, only when there is a distance of 10 for, that's the way you pass. So we have 3 days. And then, come where you hate, Sukkot is Sukkot, with the Tachrim of Tzuro, Oma Rabbune, Tep. Shechim Otzidu, Bo'ori, Tume, Tep. What's the significance of the Tepah? Because we dab it Tume, so the Aloch is, if there is a Tepah, so it's already considered Zemir. So it's from the Neyla. So what Magdala says, even though they have a Sukhi in order to be a Sukhi of Shiro, we must have a hollow of 10 for him, besides the Chizis, because if it's... it's not a kosher issue. But if it has a shabriya in Torah Terekule, so regarding the psul of Sukkot HaRasuka, if there is one tefach, this means, so the mayor that lower level Sukkot can be considered a Sukkot HaRasuka, even though you couldn't sit in the other Sukkot, it's just a tefach. You couldn't sit in the other Sukkot. But since it has a shabriya, so regarding the aloha of Sukkot HaRasuka, the upper level Sukkot is already called the Sukkot. To pass on the Lord. It's not a suke to kasha itself, but it's a suke to pass on the Lord. That's one number. Omar Abnetev, Shahim Atsinu Beilu Tumitev. Vitna, Tevach al Tevach un Tevach, Nei Misak Tumil Chitzin Ba Tumil. Abo Pochis un Tevach, Nei Tumil Chitzin. That's Rabunish. Virach Yitzim Rabu Rabune Amre Abo. Only there is a distance of Dalet Pochit. So then, the other level suke is a shem suke, to pass at the lower levels again. Ushmuel Omaraso. Ushmuel Omaraso. Why? My time is Ushmuel Kashim or Kapsu. My Hashim or Baso. Absu Baso. And Ushmuel said that that's the way it passed. That when can we apply the Psu of Sukkot Tachasuko? Only when the upper level Sukkot has a hollow of ten. So then it has. Not for the Cholol, to have a Shem Sukkot that itself should be kosher Shelo. So then, the lower level Sukkot is kosher, Nama Sukkot Nama Sukkot. But if there is a distance between the lower level Sukkot and the upper level Sukkot, not less than 10 Tvorim, so then we do not apply the Aloha of Sukkot Nama Sukkot. What's the Rashi? The Chamul here, Yerzim Yisrach, 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 Tefach abu batzim, tefach hatzchochem. Tefach al tefach abu tefach, ne mizatum lechitz datume. Halloch amishim sinayu. Abu batzim tefach abu nirun lechitz, ne mizatume. Nimtum otach esrei, sheyech, ot mikim otach esrei, sheyech. Vigira bucho, kov tefach, ulo lo tumo, lemaisim shim et yavu, mehze tefach, ne mehru kar kabu lechitz. Im ishvi al gabo, ne mizat tumo. Afil al reki atom. Vitum am litzutzo, shim lo eyo tefach, is because they are ilo. So now words, the Halloch is that If there is a hollow tefach beneath the Zayitz Nameres, there is a hollow tefach beneath the Zayitz Nameres, so then it's making two more hours for the two. Let's say here there is the Zayitz Nameres, and here there are cable tail. So the cable tail become double. But suppose the hollow, there is the Zayitz Nameres here, and just the hollow of that tefach. So then we say two more minutes of the castle of the castle of the rest. So anything that is the mile, so is done and the matter abate is done. But that's not it, it's not the time. All right. So you see no more kosher, and one man dollar says, Somebody should sit in the sukkah. That's not important. A lot of my viewing coaching the way you hear, they redomed the legal fee. So isn't that what the beauty is saying? But if I'm coming, it's really not a beauty. So that means that at Shmuel's thing, there is a machlekes between Tanikame and the beauty. That's the Baal Shem Yusuf. So, both the Tanakame and the Yude are made that the Shmuel is deep. That if there is no hole of 10 Tvachim between the lower level Tzach and the upper level Tzach, so then, the lower level Sukkah is not the Sukkah Tarasukkah because the upper level Sukkah is the Tanakam Shem Sukkah. But the Machleket between Tanakame and the Yude is the Gav Nikkeis. Amr Magot, Imina Tachtenu Yechenu Nikabu Kovu Mokhsosi Shalagin, Hatachtenu Kshem, תתן את שירות, מיכות על כמה סבר, בשביל זה יוטב בפסולו, היא כבנה יהיה, ויחי לו, הוא יקבל על ידך, In other words, suppose you have two suits, and you have one suit, the lower level suit, and you have the upper level suit. Now, so suppose the kami of the lower level suit are placed not in a very stable way. In other words, once someone lie down and goes kami, so he'll collapse into the karaka of the lower level suit. Then, even the tanakami will be made that the one who sits in the lower level suke is it, because the upper level suke, the upper level suke does not have a shenzuki. Even according to tanakami, it's like a pillow, I mean, that is in the wheel of the cloud, and he can't. The moment he puts his pillows and tries to lie down, even if he'll be careful, he'll act with caution not to exert too much pressure upon the kami of the lower level suke. It will still collapse. So what kind of a suke is it? If it's impossible to eat there, to slide there, even when the person who lies down or who sits on the kami of the lower level suke acts with utmost caution. So then the upper level suke certainly does not have a suke. So we may not see the upper level suke that is suke. So the takhlil is not a suke, so it's clear. But the takhlil between tanakame and the yude is without the case where the kami of the lower level suke have a magicum of strength. And in other words, if the person who lies down on the schach of the lower level suke, if he will lie down with caution, will be careful. In other words, he will not make quick motions, but slowly he will lie down and will not make any push, he will not exert any excessive force, then he will be able to hold and he will not collapse. But if he will not exercise caution, so then in all probability he will collapse. So according to the kami, as long as with caution, it could hold the person who is lying down on the schach of the lower level suke, so it has a shemsuke. But Rabbi says, no, if only with caution it could hold it, but without caution now, so it's a little shitose, who says that it has kevali. So the melee, since it is of such nature, the upper level suke, that without caution he'll collapse, he'll not be able to eat there, to sit there, to lie there. So the melee, the upper level suke does not have a shemsuke. So the melee, the tarteno has a shemsuke. So the tarteno is not a suke, but a suke, so it's a shem. So this is what he says. Amr Mabot, the tarteno is a little kavakom, so it's a shem. A tarteno is a shem. Michal tanakam is a shem, so it's a shem. So it's a shem. So it's a shem. So it's a shem. הנה, יום המשים ועוד רומות יום גם, בכל מיני סוכי וחסוכי, הרב של הבויות, איך אתה מתבוא היום, בכל תנקה מלכה של שמיר וחפנות? כי עושה רבים אומר, עמד למחות, והחי בויות נקרינה, בכל מיני רבים זה, לא אבי שיר לא יקום, דיב יהיה תנקה מנם אקשר, אבל כשבויו מחזוק או נקה בכל מוצות של הולים, בלי שתחתנו, בלי שם, מסתחתנו שיר, מה הייתה? לשמור, תשאיר את החצור, וכי נראינו לך לומר, אבל שאני תחתנו את הפלסות בוס, ובכי ממך אותה לכאן סובה, סייף סייף שמל מרבון עצמי שמור, ועד מי שנקריע, ושאני נקריא נעלי, רבון סבא, כי נכיר תרבות חביליך של סופר הגן, ומסתחתנו, ודה סובה, כי אם נראה עשה, רק את השביל של ההדיר, השביסוקה הוא עוד עלי, פרטה וחיזה. הוא כמצטר לסך כוס ובעד לסך כוס, לפישורי לא מחובר, ובינו מדוב התוש, דוב יד יפסיר לצדיר ויה, ואם העסוק יש תחזרים או מסוכח אסטרו, שציל צומר במחמסו, לא מסתבר שפוס איר, משום ציל מסכח פוס, כי נחישת ולפסום פוסו, אך את הציל צומר הוא, אלו כשם ציל צומר הוא, ואו נחס הפוס לאי. So that words, this is fascist and this is shit, contrary to the shit that the Yetzir, the Rabon, and the Rabon. So when is it possible? Only when this schach, of the Tachrino, only when this schach of the Tachrino, of that is not a question of Tachrino, it's a suke tachazir, only when this schach of the suke by itself will not give to the Tachrino, but the schach of the Sukkim, of the Sra'ach of the Sukkim, together with the branches of the Ilon above it, will yield Tzitzim Ulachamsa. So then, it's Yitzayu Tzachos by Tzachosha. But suppose we have here the Sra'ach, and then there is a branch above it. There's a branch above it. And without the branch, the Sra'ach by itself will give Tzitzim Ulachamsa. So then, we cannot apply the Tzul of Mistar Tzachos by Tzachosha. What will Shana be that? So the more is more as the kasha. The more is the kasha. We have come some woman with you, so my habit of Mr. Apostle Sakosha, the more is not the case when the Sakh by itself is not the Tzitzim Ulachamsa, but only for the Tzitzim. You hold on Shana in that so, last person Tzitzim Ulachamsa, she became my member, Tashtan Shana Shana proposed to my member, retained the Gabinikaris, of course, in Ishputi, or Baruch Samito. So he can show the Shobe, according to Rapope, it's kosher. According to Rapope, it's Rabbi Yeshua, the Sra'ach kosher is a little more than the Shkuyim. So, Vishnevi Shreva, B'nei Kebeis, V'yadmo Dabu Mahane Buch Mote, Livate Vuho, Kim the Nijeret, the Rebin Ove, over there it's certainly not. There is no little more, because the Shkuyim, the island, the metal bars, the island bars, are placed adjacent to the Sra'ach. But since the Sra'ach has enough to give Tzitzim Ulachamsa, we don't worry about the fact that there is also metal bars. Yes?
What she just, Tosafot doesn't seem to even have in mind the sheep that we draw, because that's the case where they're only adjacent, not the Sra'ach, also not on top. So that, well, the mission she put in has nothing to do with the Rebaw. It's no riot against the Rebaw from that mission. From the Yariyazi, there's no,
the Yariyazi.
So why is those supreme mission has nothing to do with the proof against the other sheep? They're adjacent there.
Yeah, all right. So, Eilachanan, that does not refute the Yariyazi sheep. But Tainsness wants to discuss another problem. The Tainsness wants to discuss another problem. I mean, that even though there is Sra'ach Posel lying on the Sukke, so that does not pass. In other words, does not pass. As long as we have enough of the Sra'ach Kosher to give enough tzeil, so any addition of Sra'ach Kosher doesn't pass. That's the right. In the name, that does not present any kasha against that.
Yes.
But this just wants to prove that point, that the fact that there is Sra'ach Kosher on top of the Sukke, it doesn't pass. It doesn't pass. Alright. Of course, that's the top of portion. Abraham Mahani Bukhoto, Batu Ho, Kim the Minkere, the Rumi of the entire Hudikot, who are living on the deep sail, we should meet Stove, Sra'ach Kosher, the Rim the Rishak the slave, inside the portion. In other words, so this says, Rani is that where we have enough Sra'ach to yield seals on the Rubam the Hamsa, so then, without people, any Sra'ach Kosher does not pass. They are the only voice of Boyomes, the Hutzi Yerdi, Rishi Chesri, in Zilz on the Ruba Mechamson, Sheo. But the question is, why? Because the Hutzi themselves supply enough tzeil. To the Hutzi themselves, supply of tzeil in the Hutzim as Sra'ach Kosher. But the Hutzim hang down from Sra'ach that is possible, from Sra'ach that is placed, remind on the call. So if the Aloha would be that Sra'ach Kosher that is together, that Sra'ach Kosher that is together with Sra'ach Kosher is the battle of the gates. The Sra'ach Kosher, so here, even though the Hutzim are sufficient to supply Tzitzim Ulachamsa, but it should be possible anyway, because the Hutzi hang down from Sra'ach that is Malachot, which is Sra'ach Kosher. God, I'm going to be something. Tachteno Sheir Ove Adin of Tzulo. Kigeri, she tachteno Tzim Tzom Eruba Mechamso. Vialieno, Chamso, Eruba Mitzim Tzom, Vekai Metavaya Mitzichesri, Dimashah, Hokayne Elieno Emayo Mesri. So, Tachteno Name Tzulo, Mishim Istanu Sra'ach Kosher, But the question is, why do people have to say the Kamita Vaishi is a resting, even the Vedo is a resting? The implication being that if the Vedo is the minor resting, then the Tachteno is possible. But why the Tachteno possible? After all, it's still some of the Hamza. And the Korean text says, if the Schachkosher is enough to give some of the Hamza, so the additional Schachkosher doesn't negate this Rachosher. So the answer is, as we pointed out, what's the minor Kishena Tachteno Tzimtzum Rubo El Machazayeno? The Gemara calls it Tachteno Tzimtzum Rubo Mechamso, because the one who sits in the lower level Suke derives the benefit from the upper level Schach too. So together with the upper level Schach, it's Tzimtzum Rubo Mechamso. But without the upper level Schach, so then there would be Tzimtzum Rubo Mechamso in the lower level Suke. So remember, if the Yeno would be terrestrial, so then we would have to be Mitzari. The upper level Schach, which is Chachos, on account of the fact that it is the Mayan Chol. So, what's the Mayan Chol? I think it's a Mogo. I will not say Yeno. The Chaydam, 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 I will not say Yeno. So in other words, when the Gemara says Tachteno Ksheiro Vedeh Ksua and Tachteno is Tzimtzum Rubo Mechamso, it doesn't mean Tachteno Tzimtzum Rubo Mechamso that is the law that is Schach by itself is Tzimtzum Rubo Mechamso. It means that Tachteno together with Schach Elyein will give Tzimtzum Rubo Mechamso. So that means that the Tzimtzum is supplied by one Schach here and one Schach here. So they're not placed on the same level. So then it should be kosher. In other words, that Schach has to be placed in the same level, not one piece of schach in the lower level, and another piece of schach in the upper level. We take a kid, that is the room, as a name, and I'm sure, I'm going to talk to Shayosh and I'm going to succumb to Lewis. Shayo, in front of Shmuel, the more, Koneyeve, we come up by a ratio, which is in Zelda's Esh ratio. So, by why the Dino Bob, which is considered more level. In other words, if you have one kind like this, and then you have one kind like this, and then you have one color like this, and one color like this, and between one color and the other color, and there is just good for him in the vertical direction. So then it's clear. Why? Because since it is less than three for him difference in the vertical direction, so it's considered as if all that being plays on the same level. The implication being that if there is three for him or more between one piece of stuff and the other piece of stuff. So then it's not clear what it means that in order that the sugar should be shared, so all the pieces of stuff that supply the sale should be placed at the same level. So here, how can the Gemara say, when Tachtin of Shira Yen of Tzuro, Tachtin of Tzuro 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 when Tzuro 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 is a result of the stuff of the lower level and the stuff of the upper level. So then it's not on the same level. So what does it mean? Chavutchome means it's like good eyes. It's like good eyes. But in regard to Tvane, we use the expression, we don't use the expression good eyes. And in regard to Schach, to something that is placed horizontal, if it is placed vertically, so then we use the expression gudakis, puta. So the mechitza, let's say, if my mama says the mechitza tuyo is good, so even though it doesn't reach the karka, it's a mechitza tuyo, or let's say, I'm bold, so the mechitza tuyo is good by mind, because there is no kias going and the kias dogging, loshi kia. So if you have on the boat, you have a mechitza that doesn't reach the karka, so it's okay because we say, that this mechitze, which is above the water, we imagine as if it goes down to the counter of the river of the Yam. So that's what that is. And chutchome is the same concept as that is, except that chutchome applies to something that is placed horizontally. Gudach is applied to something that is placed vertically, and chutchome pulled down. So the melee, even as long as it has a tefa, if the kani do not have a teva, so the dwellers would be shayho only if the distance in the vertical direction between the kamer of the lower level and the kamer of the upper level is less than 3 foot. But if it's 3 foot or more, so then It's like Mashenke. If each kana has a bit of pepper, each kana has a bit of pepper, so then we apply aloche or chutone. So the melee, even if it's more than the aloche. So we consider it as if it was pre-dawn. So here too, even though the tachteino is still so meruba mechamso, the tachteino is still so meruba mechamso, only as a result of the tziruf of the adola mitzvah. So it's still considered by applying the aloche of chutone as if all the stuff had been on the same one. All right. Now, so far things we assume that in regard to the soul of Yisrael, so it doesn't make any difference whether the tziruf is with the Yisrael possible, that is possible intrinsically by itself, let's say like a branch of a tree. So it has an intrinsic tool. So if, let's say, the Yisrael, if the schar, let's say, of the world, if this schar by itself does not give tzitzit of the chamso, but only together with the branch of a tree, it gives tzitzit of the chamso, so it's possible. Now, if it's a branch of a tree, so then it has an intrinsic tree. And, but so far, take the sheet of Rashi, and Tzitzit so far. Suppose the piece of schar that is possible does not have an intrinsic tree, not something like the branch of a tree. But let's say it's a piece of schar that is placed. It has no intrinsic tzur, because the same piece of schar, if it would be placed a little lower, it would be kosher. But it happens that it is placed lemayalakom. So if that schar by itself does not heal tzimtzum of the human mechamso, so the melech, we couldn't be mitzari. The other schar that he has no tzur in itself, there's no intrinsic tzur. But by virtue of the fact that is of and virtue of its position, we might have called it's possible schar, so the male couldn't be so. And Tam Shita is in the country. So he says, but Tam before it, we might have asked the Koshi Schach possible. The Akashimak Tula Machmas Geiva. She Koshi Eloi, what the Akam Dino Tachtin of Shei, or the name of Zulo, is the Chalei. Mau Geni Sari Schach Zul, but the Schach Koshi, she go Chavi Kuntas in Polish. The other that kind of thing of Seho. Malatin is only to that thing, she's in the kind of thing of my best. We must get out of that thing, we should see the soon in Bosch. And we hold the land, it comes into the sort of my best now. We post a tachino, commercial casino, hold to hold. This is how Ash explained it more. So Ash explained it more, because Ash is tossing, that even when the piece of schach that has to be combined with the lower, schach is not possible because of any intrinsic tool, but it's possible because of its position, so we still apply the being of schach possible by schach possible. So Mila Rashi is saying that even in the case where the Sukkah Yeno, the schach of the Sukkah Yeno is the matter of hope, but in view of the fact that it has to be mitzureh, with the schach of the Sukkah Tachteino, so it should possibly be Rabbon, because if we allow it in this case, a person will not realize the difference between this case and the case where the piece of schach of the Yeno happens to be Lemailoko, and he'll allow it over there. So that's a difficult shot, because why should we be easier than by allowing it in the case where the schach of the Sukkah Yeno is Lemailoko, many a person would allow it in the case where it's a mile. We didn't have to say, they the my time I was a member shaving. So why do we say only on the third case is the Khalay? We could say on the first case also. Because it's have a time, so the time is a different case. Tachtein of Shiva very Sulli Hadone, in the day of Hamsum calling it till so we tachtein of Sil Sony won the Ham so we kind of tachtein of say ho. The only the Tachteino in the Sechon, Abel Elieno Loi Chayshim, beholding it, becoming it, beholding it, becoming it, but you are my mercy. But if you are Tachteino, you are a Tachteino, you are a Tachteino, so the Abel Tachteino has a different deal. In other words, it's not Devas, less Rashi, it's Devas, as it is nowadays. We kind of talk about it, but he is there, we can kind of talk about it, we say, oh, and then it's not Devas, Mauri, Tain, or Lidi, say. It's not a question of Itzera, yeah, but it's here, it's Mauri, Tain, or it's Tain, it's Rach Kosso, but it's Rach Kosso. So we must say, Hosh, it's Rach Kosso, but it's Tain, or Lidi, or Mauri, or Esri, come Ashton, the Chaydab, or Hosh, it's Rach Kosso. So Rabbi Tam Shiki is a Hiddish. Rabbi Tam Shiki is a Meir. Rabbi Tam Shiki is that even in the case where the Tzchach of the lower level is not enough to be the Tzitz of the Lord Hamsa. Only together with the Tzchach of the other level Tzuki. The other level Tzuki. So, if the upper level is the Tzchach of the other level Tzuki by itself, is Hamsa Lohan Tzitz. And so then, the Tzitz is Shema, even though the Tzchach of the lower level Tzuki by itself does not get Tzitz of Lohan Hamsa. But together, we, the Tzchach of the upper level Tzuki, so it is still some of the Hamsa. So it's still kosher. But we have a Tzari Tzach Kosher, but Tzach Kosher, according to Rabbi Tam, when is it possible? When we have a Tzari Tzach Kosher, but Tzach Kosher, only when the Tzach Kosher has an intrinsic soul. But in this case, the Tzach Kosher does not have an intrinsic soul. It's the same Tzach Kosher as this Tzach, except that this Tzach is placed within Chavamo, and this is placed Levayon Chav. So in many ways, So the main way it's kosher. In other words, what does it mean according to Rabbi Tam? Suppose you have a suki. So suppose you have a suki. Here is 19 amo from the. Or 19 amo, or 20 amo, poche stepa, minus stepa, minus stepa, from the karka suki. And then, so the lowermost layer of the schach is within chopam. And then he puts up many layers of schach. And the other layers of schach are the minor chopam. So it's kosher. It's kosher. Even though the lower layer of schach by itself does not give to some of the chopam. It is still kosher. Now that has to do how we explain the Gemara. This is what Casey said. Right. Yes.
Here is the upper staff is completely separate. It's not
just a
question of
halakha. So according to the time, it doesn't make any difference. Whether they are separated or they are together, it doesn't make any difference.
Even though, let's say, originally wrong, let's say, wouldn't that have to do with my focus on how we explain your spabi? Because if the defanus, it's not just if it's all one through the stock, so then the defanus only have to hold up at the bottom of the stock. But here, these defanus have to hold up with the top stock also, because the defanus have to be what I already thought. So, according to Rashi, it
means that. Yeah, but we see that's on the Tam Shiki. And the Tam Shiki is there, not only with the Rabbin Kazim, but if I look at the Rabbin, I'll leave my watch. Ulrichay, the Marshall starts to clear from the top. But this is half a zero, and this is a mile less. Aber da die Schachtel so ist, weil die Chams und Rubel mit Zilzo, mach mal Hosam mit Zilzo, ich will die Achsche Chams mit Zilzo und Rubel Chams. So there we have several shades. But the Maskonon of Gemara is that Mitzos of Isecho and Mitzos of the Mailonko, Mitzos of the Mailonko, so even though die Schachtel so ist, die Chams und Rubel mit Zilzo, so the Maskonon of Gemara, the second portion of Gemara there, and then the way we pass in Eben is that if Mitzos of the Mailon and Mitzos of the Mailon, in other words, this is one way of Schach, and then there's another way of Schach. This way of Schach is the Mailon, the Mailon. This way of Schach is the Mailon. So that two changes, and the Maskon of Gemara, the second question is the Mitzvah. The first question says it's possible. Why does the first question say it's possible? Because in Shachles, if you take away that layer, so then it will be Hamsun Rubin Mitzilz. So that's why the first washing in here says it's possible. But we pass by the second washing, so then there is a value to Shita Samita. If we explain it to Pshute, that when the Gemara says, Ishak was like Hamsun Rubin Mitzilz, so it means that the lower layer of Schach with uncoupled with the Adelaide of Schaaf does not give Tzutzum Uvechamz. But the Rigi has another explanation there that we saw on that Gimel. On another, the Rigi's explanation of that Gimel is no. In the case where the lower level of Schaaf, that is Matamachot, does not give, is not sufficient to give Tzutzum Uvechamz, but only together with the Adelaide of Schaaf, which is Matamachot, then even the second one should be made that it is possible. Because then we are in Sarif Srach Posse Bata Srach Kosh. But when does the second washing in here, and that's the way it passed, that it's also the Seichot, and it's also the Malamachot, so it's Seichot, in spite of the fact that the Yishachas have the Hamsun of Mitzvah, so the Gemara has reference to a case, the Gemara has reference to a case where the lower level, where the lower layer of Schach by itself is thick enough to give Tzitzum of the house. Without that, but if you take away the upper layer of Schach, even though the lower layer of Schach is thick enough to give Tzitzum of the house, but suppose you take away the upper layer, so then the wind will be able to blow away the lower layer. So in the end, in a short time, so there will be remain so little even of the lower layer of Schach that there will be Hamsun of Mitzvah. So in that case, the second washing of the Gemara is matter. And the first washing passes that in that case. Mashiach in the case where the lower layer of Schach by itself does not give Tzitzum of Hamsun, so even the second washing will be made. This is the Pshat given by the Rebbe, because the Rebbe is Chavik. And Rabbi Tam. But Rabbi Tam explains the Gemara of the Shakras to Judah. Not the Shakras to take away the upper layer. So then, even though the lower layer is sufficient to give Tzitzum Uvechamzor, but the wind will be able to blow it away. So, in other words, the upper layer is needed to support the lower layer so that it shouldn't be blown away by wind. No, Rabbi Tam explains to Judah that the Shakras way, that the lower layer of Schach by itself does not even give Tzitzum Uvechamzor. Still, it's not possible. So how do we explain the Gemara? That way I said, he should wurde dann wie noch die Kausche von der ganzen Produktion so heimlich und noch in der Zeit in der Saar sind sie gestern die Nacht als die Schüsse die haben ihre Ruhe die die Phase von die Pläne now we discussed Rashi Schitte and Reis Schitte and Ram Schitte but we didn't discuss the Ram Schitte and the Ram Schitte now that will do on Sunday now I just want to remind you that it's very very important for the Kovet of the Yeshiva and for the Kovet of our Vitras Chelul Kovet that everybody.
Chafal of Teves, Hatov Shimim Aleph, December 28th, 1980, on Sunday. December 28th, 1980, Sunday.
All right. Here is a sudden in the Hamo, or it is in the Anesha. In other words, he put up a sheet, spread out a sheet on top of the schach in order to prevent the sun from coming in. Or he put a sheet beneath the schach, in order to prevent all the leaves of the schar from falling down on the table. So, Oy Shepiri Salgabi Akilu, Kilu gets four poles without Raya Mito, and it's Obeya, and his theory is a sudden on top of the poles, on top of the bed. So, he's true. Now let's see the right. Abu Kirusu Al-Kabi Nahidi Amito. Nahidi Amito means that there are only two poles at both sides of the bed, and then he spreads a sheet over those two poles, and he doesn't even have a guard of the pepper. So there is no air. In the case of Al-Kabi Akinu, so he had four poles near the Rabbi Amito, and then he spreads a sheet. So it's a real layer. So it's a real layer. But if you have two poles, one on one side of the bed and the other side of the bed, and then you put, so it doesn't even have a gag on that. So there is no air. Now let's see. And you say, also, you always kissing the machine. We certainly go around Kabul Tumel, who possibly is Hach, Kirikam. So we see that Rashi distinguishes. You see, the Mishnah mentions three halachas. The first halacha is that Piris of the Osodim Nacham with Akhtel of Nyanesha is possible. The second halacha is Piris of Kabe Akinuk is possible. The third halacha is Piris of Dabe Nakhulitamito is kosher. Now, so the first halacha according to Rashi is based upon the fact of Mitzarim Schach possible, Bahad is Schach kosher. That's why it's possible. Not because Eyal Tachaseya, Eyal Tachasuf. The second of Piris al Kabakinu is not because of Schach possible, but because since he spread out the sheet on top of the poles, some Melele, and he sleeps beneath the sheet, some Melele, that sheet that is spread out on top of the poles of the bed, so is an Eyal that is chetzit b'fnei haschach. Not because he was mitzarim, not because he was mitzarim schach posu bar schach posu. That's the reason as to why the reish of the Mishnah says it's possible. But Piris al Kabakinuk is not because of mitzarim schach posu bar schach posu, but for a different reason, because there is a new achitzit. So over there is a new achitzit. Piris al Kabakinuk is amito, so he doesn't even have a gag of the pepper. So in the way, there is no way of achitzit. Let's see the achitzit. Hamesha shall be only kissing the Isna of Shokhan. We saw him double having couple of tumult. You bustle his heart till it comes. So why is it possible? Because he's with Zare, Schach Bustle, Bahad Schach Kosh. Oy Shepir is al Kabikin. Kleina, Oy Akil Loy Pir, say the King Hamesha. El Linoy al Mitos. Al Kabikin, a Dalek Kundesi, a Dalek Hagwe Hamito, Ugvon. ומניח כונוסיס מזה לזה על גביה, ופרס עליהם צודי, ומחיקו מן השכח, יחשתו לא עם שמסך את דון רם כבודו במצורי, תעולם לזכוך את שוב כונוסו. So, in the first din of the Mishnah he says, because so did דון רם כבודו, but that's why it's possible. The second din of Pires of Tavakinu, it's also possible, but not because of דון רם כבודו, because he says, the Rav is Chukesh of Hamas. That's why it's possible. But why is it possible? For a different reason. Surah Mishun Deniyesh Bisuke, the Eyal Mapsi Bene, Avopeh Esu Agami Nakrite Hamito, She Eyon Elo Shnai, Le Yeitzi Behem Tsa, Mito Echon Min Rashi Seo, Le Echon Rableo, Vilei Sni, Kruz No, Mizeo Ezeh, Upeh Esu Nolot Sobim, will be shaped on the tongue of the tongue, so it is spread out like this, the sheet, over the Nakrita Amita. So maybe there's no gap, not even gap in the pepper, so it's not the Elachitzit. But, Piris al Kabakinu, it's spread out like this, so it's an Elachitzit. But not because of Mitzarev Shachos Vazachosha, but Piris al Azodi, then it's possible, because because of the fact that it's Mitzarek's half puzzle, the Hadness half puzzle. Right. Now, we'll go over the Gemara up to Omar Abdullah Mashiach. And then we'll go over it. Omar Abdullah. Lo yishavu elu b'nei ha'mesh. Avol yimei son she'er. When we say that it's possible only when you put up the sodom, you spread out the sheep in order to prevent the falling. The falling of the leaders. The falling of the leaders. So then it's possible. So then it's chach, and it's chach possible. It's in common to me. Some melee. It is possible because of schach possible. The shabbi is schach with hokimo. He'll chach mitzum shi kavitum. Avol beisom, I suppose, he spreads out the sheep as a decoration. Ein shim schach olel, ukshel. So then, he doesn't have a shem schach. So in any way, it is kshel. The ancient portion, time to the world, mishum shnei schor. There are some who explain that the reason as to why it is possible purely salar sodim neachamon neameshia because of sukkah tachasuk, because of shnitzvah. So he says no. Viyersha in kein rachizol in yisum elon kein yisum dalet to yiu omal yiu avbo vichim dimifni ke dalet suri batzlemei maravon neitzom sheyo to yiu posli kamon biloi sukkah hamutlog in dalet in aschah mishum shnei schoche. Because, so he says, if it is on the basis, if we say that it's possible because of schach possible, so it doesn't have to be muflek. Even if one lie is on top of the other, even if the sheet is put on top of the schach, or it is just beneath the schach, so it's possible because of schach possible. But if we say it's possible because of Shnei Schochim, now Rachizde said that when we have the psul of the Schochim, so that is only if it's for Tvochim, removed. Now we have three shittes. One Mandorma says, Rabuna says, one Tepatimu involves the psul of the Schochim, and then Rachizde Veram, Rabuna says, Abo, and Shmuel says, Aso. But everybody agrees if one is just placed on top of the other or beneath the other, and there is counted, then we don't have the psul of Shnei Schochim. We don't have the psul of Shnei Schochim. So he says, we each portion time of Shnei Schochim, the Yerusha, in King Rafiko, in Yusuf, in King Fandawe, to Yom, in 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 Binoi Sukkah am Tlok in Dao in Aschach, Mishim Shnei Schochim. Because Rafizde, on one hand, Rafizde says here, Rafizde Rabbi Rabbi Naam Rabo, in regard to the Tzul of Tzuchochim, so with Sukkah Tachasukko, so there has to be a Tlok of Dao Tlok. And then, on the Dao Tlok, he says, even in regard to Noi Sukkah, that here we say, that Rafizde says, we need some Tzcheo, but if there is a closet of the outworking, so if no Yisukon is possible, Itma, no Yisukon, Tom, Nabo, Rab Nachman, Omar.